We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go right out to the dial pad. Guestline Dial Pad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. And we're joined right now by Steve Mariucci, brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. How about those Niners, Coach? They're 3-0, first time since they had this young coach, or what I remember is a young coach.
In 1998.
Yeah.
In fact, my kids go, "Hey, Dad, you know, I didn't realize that. You know, and look at you have black hair." And so been a long time. I'm kind of shocked that the Niners haven't been 3-0 since 1998, but I guess that's the truth. What a great win against the Steelers. Come from behind, win at the end, and they just found a way, didn't they?
Yeah, and I guess that's where I'll ask if, and does it depend on where you are as a franchise when you talk about that game with your team after? What you stress, the five turnovers or the resiliency? Would different teams kind of handle the way they look at that game in different ways?
Yeah, I suppose. And it was a surprising, kind of a weird game in that, you know, the Steelers without Big Ben and starting Mason Rudolph, you know, in his first start, I think there was maybe a tendency to say, hey, we can win this game. You know, we don't lose to young quarterbacks like this. With a pretty darn good defense, but then it didn't go that way. I mean, all those turnovers in the first half was like, geez, this is not going by plan here. And they had to come from behind in a very tough, hard fought kind of a win. And that serves them well in the future. You know, they learn that they can come back and play well at crunch time and find a way to win. And it comes at a great time. You know, some people think the bye is kind of early, but you know, right now going into a bye 3-0, it's good for the mind and soul, and freshen up a little bit and come back, you know, for the Cleveland Browns on Monday night. So it's a good thing right now. The 49er faithful have got to be excited.
Yeah, Mooch, you can let me know if I'm off the mark on this one. You know, a lot of people think coaches, it's a job, and 9 to 5, you go home, you're with your family. But you can attest to, with all the pressure nowadays, it does consume you. To me, you know, where you got to give up some of the family time to focus on your job. And what stood out to me yesterday, and I shared it with the fellas, was when the Niners knew they won, Kyle was taking the headset off. Lynch was there. And I know it's only 3 games, Mooch, and it's like school. You get that progress report. They haven't done anything, but you can see some steps and the emotion of those hugs. I could feel it from my TV like, okay, yeah, there's still a job to complete, but there's no way in hell anybody can't deny after all that's been said about the missed draft picks, Garoppolo. It's starting to come together, and those hugs meant something yesterday.
I saw that same thing, you know, after I get done with my show at the network in Los Angeles, game day morning, and then we watch all these games, you know, together, and there's 8 or 9 or 10 games on at the same time. But and then, of course, the second batch of games, there's 4 or 5. And I was watching that hug. I saw it with John Lynch on the sideline, and then that was very sincere and heartfelt, because, you know, sometimes the losses in coaching and playing too, I guess, are way more devastating than the wins are good. Okay, they don't wash each other out, and so it's kind of a relief sometimes when you win. And so I hope that they're going to enjoy this, because they deserve it. Being not easy to be 3-0, and so there are only a handful of teams left at 3-0. It's a very competitive league. Every game, half the games go down to the last possession, and so it's very evenly matched with parity. And so yeah, they're going to enjoy this. They do have to feel good about where they are. you know, everybody knows that the last couple of years they've been so banged up. And you, when you have key people missing, that you just can't be as good. Like, that next man up concept is that's a great mantra to have. But let's face it, the backups aren't as good as the starters. And so right now this team is relatively healthy and playing like everybody expects. And so far, so good. And then take a deep breath right now, enjoy it, and then get back to work.
95.7 The Game Insider, Steve Mariucci here on 95.7 The Game. Mooch, I'm looking at this defensive line, and I can't help but try to put myself in the Baker Mayfield shoes, Jared Goff's shoes, and all these quarterbacks that had to go into the film room, pop on the tape and say, damn, I'm going to have to get the ball out quick. Look at this defensive line. Bosa, Buckner, Armstead, Ford, Solly Thomas, and Ronald Blair coming off the bench. This defensive line looks as good as any in football, and you don't need the blitz to get to the quarterback. This is a team, when you have that formula, Mucci, you know it. It's going to pay dividends for you down the stretch against the good teams in the cold weather cities here when they try to run the football on you.
Well, that's what they were thinking when they were drafting all these ones. Bosa and Solomon Thomas and Armstead and Forrest Munger, all number one draft choices. And by the way, the Pittsburgh Steelers on defense had 9 first-rounders on that defense. And so, you know, you try to accumulate talent over the 2 years of drafting, and it looks like right now, and of course you add D4 too to the mix, and then you've got a bunch of guys that can make quarterbacks throw the ball quickly. Watching that game last night with Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff, man, you better get the ball out, because defensive lines in many cases are better than offensive lines, okay? We got a lot of great athletes on that defensive line, and where teams don't have to blitz as much because you have such great athletes on that defensive front. And the Niners, you stay healthy, you got a bunch right there that can get to the quarterback, stop the run, do it all.
Steve Mariucci joining us on 95.7 The Game. We had Brian Baldinger on a little bit earlier, and I was asking him, how can a team that lost its top two running backs still be this good at rushing the football? And he suggested that maybe these two guys, Breida and Mostert, are better than McKinnon and Coleman. What's your take on why the 49ers have been able to rush it so well?
Yeah, because they're stubborn with the run. Kyle Shanahan's a young quarterback whisperer, good-looking guy. He's one of those guys with the Sean McVay, you know, all that young offensive genius stuff. But don't kid yourself. He's got a little old school in him, all right? He's got to run the ball and stop the run mentality with his coaching. Gets it from his dad. And so, you know, they're going to pound it at you and be very stubborn with the run. It's unfortunate that Jerick McKinnon is not healthy. He was such a talented, like a Devontae Freeman kind of guy that Kyle had over there in Atlanta. And then Tevin Coleman's a heck of a back, too. I don't know that Mostert and Matt Breida are better than them, but what a group of running backs. You talk about a stable of running backs. They got it. And Juszczyk with the fullback. I mean, they've got a bunch. This is where drafting and signing and free agency and player evaluations and player development really comes in handy. This is where they're doing a good job, because they are playing very well with their depth at running back right now. You got to give him a lot of credit.
Mooch, can you assess how disruptive Bosa has been through 3 games?
You know, I haven't studied him per se with every snap in pass rush and at the point of attack against the run. But, you know, certainly he's going to be a factor going forward. He's a high-energy guy. He fits into that rotation very well. I like when you have, you know, you're going to suit up probably 7 or 8 defensive linemen in a game, and you got to rotate them and keep them fresh. And man, when those guys are fresh, they can get there. And so, you know, if he stays healthy, that's been his deal. He's got to stay healthy. He's going to be really a factor rotating in.
Mooch, let's talk about this quarterback. Much maligned Jimmy Garoppolo after the first preseason game. Everybody out here, including myself, is freaking out. Then he's starting to settle in. And then you hear the Nick Mullins talk after they beat Tampa Bay in week 1. But the last 2 weeks, and I think it started with that first down run early in that game against Cincinnati, where Jimmy Garoppolo started to get his swagger back. yesterday, I thought it was his best game as a 49er because 23 of 32, he threw for over 270 yards, but he stood in that pocket, Mooch, and took hit after hit after hit, and he bounced up and he still delivered darts. And of course, the game winning touchdown to Dante Pettis, where you're like, no, oh, okay, touchdown.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I thought, is really coming into his own, and there's no concerns right now about that ACL that he's recovering from last year in Kansas City. I thought Jimmy Garoppolo played really well yesterday.
Yeah, Bonte, I agree with you because he did take some hits. And as I mentioned earlier, that Pittsburgh defense is full of first-round draft choices, and they're very talented and physical. And, man, he got crushed a few times. And he turned the ball over, too, in the first half. A couple of picks, not necessarily his fault, you know, tip passes, and then the fumble. It's like, oh, my God. But what I like to watch in a quarterback who has some adversity early in the game, whether it's his fault or not, I like to see how he reacts to that, how he bounces back from that. And that's what impressed me. He kept going back in the pocket and making some tough throws under duress. He led that team from behind to win in crunch time. I mean, he didn't blink. And so that's the quality that a quarterback has to have, that resiliency and that short-term memory, that forget about the last drive. I'm going to go get something done this drive. He's got it. He's got it. And they do. Kyle does a nice job of game planning. Gosh, you're going to get guy. He creates mismatches and he gets guys open like crazy. I'm really impressed with his offensive scheme, and a lot of it's predicated on running the football first, some play action and boots second, and then drop back third. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be really special.
All right, before I let you go, Steve, my sources said that yesterday on the NFL Network, you actually referenced doing a radio show with the three of us, but you failed to be specific and say the cast at 95.7 The Game, and we're going to need you to do that from now on. You know what I'm saying? And if you listen, if you
guys get up early and watch the show, how come you didn't mention I've made the 49ers the lock of the week?
Wow. Okay.
Well, listen, and because you've done the lock of the week, we're going to overlook that, and we're going to ask you about what you're involved in on Tuesday, because it sounds like a great event down in Capitola. Why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners what you got going?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, sure. You know, the 49er fans and 49er faithful certainly know of Dwight Clark and about Dwight Clark and the book that was done, Letters to 87. What a fabulous book that just honors his career and his life. And Matt Miocco put this thing together. And Mike Schumann was his roommate. He'll be there, too. And you know, I was one of those guys that tried to get to as many Tuesdays with Dwight. You read the book Tuesdays with Maury.
Sure.
Right? Well, this was Tuesdays with Dwight as he was battling ALS. Many of us would try to get there and have lunch with him and tell stories for really the last year of his life. And so tomorrow night over at Paradise Beach Grill, 6 to 8 o'clock in Capitola. You've all been there before. It's a great place. Mm. We're just going to have we're going to reminisce and there's actually a book signing, and it's going to raise money for the Golden Heart Fund. And the Golden Heart Fund has been started by the San Francisco 49er organization to benefit veteran players that are really in need. And so it's quite a thing. It'll be quite an event, and I'm happy to get over there tomorrow night for that.
Yeah,
so that's what it is. So come on over if you want. It'll be a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot, Steve. And, you know, obviously a terrific cause. And have fun there tomorrow, and we look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Talk to you again sometime, guys. All right.
All right.
Let's do it, Mooch.
Hey, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.